it's on. It's just mostly recorded. Just feedback if we have too much. We're talking about training for reigning. And I want to recap some scriptures tonight as we go into this. I want to talk about our first night training. Kind of some scriptures that we talked about. I know some of you weren't here, so I want to do just a little recap to kind of get us caught up. Hebrews chapter 5. Turn there. I want you to read that. I want us to read that. Hebrews chapter 5. I love this scripture so much. It's encouraging, but it is a slap in the face. I love it. Hebrews chapter 5, and we'll start with verse 11. I love this. It's and I was talking about this a little bit. It's kind of like where this guy's trying to share a message, and he just stops and says, okay, you're not getting this. You're looking at me with a glare, kind of like Pastor sometimes when you're preaching, somebody, people are sitting out there looking like that, you know, they're just stone-faced. Yeah. Okay. He says, look, this is verse 11. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to even understand it. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching of righteousness, about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Come on and say, look, y'all know what? Y'all been playing patty cake too long. Y'all haven't been listening. Okay, you should be teachers by now, but you're not because you've been playing patty cake. And so that's why it's so important that we have this mindset of training and developing our faith and developing our walk with the Lord. Where we are 24/7 training. Paul teaches over and over again. He says, work out your faith. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He says, work it out. In other words, train. Develop. You know, Paul, I love how he talks about this in even Ephesians. And he says this several other times in other books. In different ways, but he says, my prayer is that you would get to know God better. That you would develop your faith, man. That it would grow. So we've got to be, and Paul's just saying, listen, we've got to train. We've got to learn to train. We've got to get in this thing. Amen. We've got to be consistent with this. And we're going to talk about that even more as we get along in the series. But training. We've got to train. You know, with training, we are getting ready to accomplish something. That's what training is. We're preparing ourselves to accomplish something. You know, when we're training, you've got to change some things up, is what we talked about. Changing things up can be kind of scary, can be a little unnerving, okay? Can shock the system a little bit. It's a little weird sitting like this, isn't it? We're used to other direction from the pulpit. Change is good. It's okay. That's right. Okay? You know, if we just continue to do the same old, you're going to get the same old. See, I don't want the same old thing in my life. I want development to happen in my life. And so, you know what happens is we've got to change some things up if I want to see some things change in my life. I've got to turn the TV off. Come on. I got to put the phone down. Come on. I got to pick up a book. I got to pick up the Bible. I got to spend some time in the Word of God. Getting to know God better is diving into that Word. Changing some things up in our lives. Amen. And why do we do this? The Word of God says for us to be ready in season and out of season. We got to be ready for what God has for us. Amen. We've got to be ready to go when God says go. To speak when God says speak. To do what God called us to do. Amen. So then last week we talked about the four. Four steps for four. Four steps for F-O-R. Training for reigning. And we talked about writing the vision. Make it plain. We've got to write the vision down. And so what I did this today, I got my wife to pick one of these things up. And so I want to take one of these and pass it around. Take one and just pass it down. Okay? I got you your own book. If you don't have one, one now. Look, you already got some. I see that. But take one of these anyways. If you need a pencil, there's a pencil. Anybody need a pencil? You got a pencil or a pen? Come on, there you go. Pass that around. You know, it's important that we write things down. I learned a long time ago not to trust my brain. I got to write things down. And you know what? We talked about this a little bit, about getting in the presence of the Lord and just writing things down and letting the Holy Spirit speak. And a lot of times we have a struggle of not really hearing God's voice or really not sure. You know, a great way to do this is to develop that, is to start writing things down. It says write your vision down and make it plain. So we talked about this, is to get before the Lord, get in time of worship before the Lord, and write stuff down. Begin to write it down. Just start writing. Writing, praying for your kids. I see vision for my kids. I see a revival happening at my job. I see a move of God in the city. Come on. I see a fire. Come on. I see fire happening in our worship services, Miss North. I see people laying out in the Spirit. Come on, write it down. Make it plain. And what's going to happen is God is going to begin to put some incredible things in your heart to write down. And then you're going to take a step back and start reading back of those things, and you're going to get blown away by what you see on those pages. Hallelujah. I promise you. Then it says the next thing was we talked about is actually, so when we start seeing a picture of that vision of what God's called us to, okay? And you know what happens is when we're in these times of writing things down, here's what another thing is going to happen, is the Holy Spirit's going to lay on your heart some areas that need to develop in your life, some areas that need to be worked on, some habits that need to be changed. Come on. Things that we may not see as bad, but the Holy Spirit's saying, hey, you know what, let's work on this. And then what happens is you start painting a picture of development that needs to take place, and we can start seeing it, seeing a vision and making it plain, writing that vision down and make it plain. We can start seeing it happen. I promise you, if you start writing it down, it will happen, okay? Then we start developing that. So, okay, Lord, show me. And then, okay, I start seeing areas in my life that I need to work in. So I'm going to go and get training for those areas. I see a vision God's laying in my heart to speak. So I'm going to work on finding some education on how to speak clearer. I want to know the Word of God so I can speak it out to my family more. I have a vision for my kids to be saved. Come on. Or my grandkids to be saved. Come on. And so I'm going to study the Word of God to figure out how I can impact their lives and speak to them and speak life to them to impact their lives. I'm going to get some training in these areas. And then I'm going to actually really listen to what that training is. I'm going to really take that to heart. And if that training leads me to even more correction in my life, I'm going to listen to it. If that training leads to me in the way I need to talk, I need to listen to it. If it's telling me I need to speak more positive, then I need to listen to it. Come on, amen. And then the final thing we talked about was being humble. God said, I didn't come down here to serve. I didn't come down here to be served. I came here to serve. The whole thing about it is going at this with humility. Coming at this wholeheartedly saying, God, I need you. I can't do this thing without you. I'm here to serve, and I want to do what your will is. I want to change anything in my life that needs to be changed. Root out whatever needs to be rooted out. And be humble about it. Because what happens is when we begin to write these visions down in our lives, we write these things down, you're going to see some stuff. And the Holy Spirit's going to download some things in your life that aren't that pretty. That you know, we talked about that last week when we get with a trainer. That trainer told me some stuff that I didn't like to hear. Talked ugly to me. She was downright mean. Said, I can't be eating so much bluebell. It's out of line. It's out of line. But that's what the Holy Spirit does. He starts telling you, hey, okay, let's work on this language over here. Let's work on this reaction thing over here. Let's develop this area. Come on, amen. Let's work development. Come on, amen. It's development. And so that brings us to this tonight. Training for reigning. Love this. Reigning. My prayer is in these first 3 weeks is my prayer is to paint a picture for you of this journey of this relationship that we're all on. About how important it is for us training it to be involved and be plugged in and going after this. And here in the next few weeks as we go into this further, I want us to go into more detail. We're going to go into more detail about vision. We're going to go in there. We're going to talk about serving and humility. But today, I want us to talk about reigning. Oh, man. As I was praying about this, I asked God, show me where you want me to go with this. And how many areas in the Bible we could go. So many stories, so many applications, so many things we could do this. But the Lord brought me to an early, very, very a story at the very beginning of the Bible. Oh, Noah. I want you to turn with me to Genesis chapter 6. I want to dive into Noah just for a few minutes. We know the story, but I want to talk about it because the Lord and the Holy Spirit, man, landed me here on this story. I love Noah. And I love reading through it. We've heard the story of Noah since we were little bitty. Some of the first Bible children's stories we hear were stories of Noah. I want us to dive into Noah just for a little while. And as I'm talking, my prayer is that the Holy Spirit speaks to you and gives you some points to write down, some encouraging words, direction, something that speaks that steps or stands out to you as we go into this. Or Genesis chapter 6, and we'll start with verse 8. Up to this point, God is like, hey, man, this world is jacked up. It's got problems. It's not going the way I was wanting it to go. These foes are making all kinds of mistakes. They're twisted. They're all sorts of messed up. Okay? That's what it says. Just real quick to sum it up. Chapter 6, verse 8. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. And he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Hallelujah. He walked faithful with God. I look at Noah and I read that, and it struck a chord in my spirit. He walked faithful with the Lord. He was faithful to be with him every day. Come on, spend time with God. I can imagine early mornings getting out, getting ready before the chores and start doing things. Faithful he walked with him every day. Faithful he was with God. He spoke with God. Wow. He trained. Come on. He was developing his faith with God. He was walking with him. He was talking with him. Amen. So he trained. And you know what happened? It says Noah was in such relationship with God, he heard God's He heard God speak. In the next few verses is the instructions that God gives him. I have a lot of times people come to me and ask me about how do I hear God's voice audibly. Because we hear it, people say, I heard God's voice. Hear this. And I tell the same thing to everyone. The more time you spend with the Father, the more you hear His voice. You know, the illustration I heard is, you know, a mother can walk into a room full of babies and can pinpoint her spend with the Father, the more time we can, the more clear His voice becomes. I pray this a lot, and I pray it a lot, and I pray about our ears to hear God's voice. See, the more time we spend in God's Word, the more time we're training and developing our walk with the Lord, the more clear His voice becomes. And I'm telling you, there's visions that God's wanting to speak to our hearts and lay and direct us. Come on. But if we're not being able to hear it, come on, we can miss it. See, we got to have our ears so clear to hear those incredible things that God's wanting to speak to us. Incredible encounters that God tugs at our hearts to go and step out and do. Just know when you're singing, those things that are tugging at your heart, you see somebody, oh, your ears have got to be clear to hear God's voice to say, step off the platform and go and pray for him. Because in the natural, you're like, no, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be up here singing. I'm supposed to be up here. But if your ears are truly hearing God's voice and really going after you, you hear the God's tug at your spirit and go pray for him. Pray for him. When you're at the grocery store and God tugs at your heart, when you are spiritually attuned with his voice, we can hear these incredible things that God's given us and talking to us about. He's always talking to us, but we're not always listening. But the more we train, come on, the more we walk with the Lord, the more we tune in and hear God's voice. Amen. And so Noah was with God and having this incredible encounter with God, and then all of a sudden, here's what happens next. And this is incredible, just to think about it. Is this, it says, so now, verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, okay, here we go. He's listening. He's tuning in. He's being with the God. He's being with the Father. And he says, God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Can you imagine sitting there with the Lord, and you just talking, and he just says, hey, we're going, this is over. I mean, we get it. When we get before the Lord, we tell him, Lord, this world is messed up. I bet you Noah probably was thinking that too, is that these people are really jacked up. They're having this conversation with the Lord. Can you imagine? God said, yeah, okay, I know, I get it. This is what we're about to do. Yeah. And God all of a sudden says, yeah, I'm gonna destroy them all. Okay. Let's do this. Yeah, I know. And so Noah says, so make yourself, and so he goes on to describe, says, so make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long. Now see, let me stop there for a second. See, a lot of times when we hear God's voice, come on, we can hear the first thing, and we get excited about the first thing, and we start, in our brain, this is how our brains work. We veer off world, and we start thinking, developing all this one little small thing. Come on, listen to the Father. Listen, continue listening. Okay, so here, he says this. It says, then he goes on to describe, this is how you're going to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits high, 30, and I just picture Noah writing this stuff down, going after this vision, just writing it down, okay? He's just writing this thing down. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark, and make lower and middle and upper decks. I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it.
Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, and you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you and be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything God commanded him.
Wow. What a vision. What a command. What a... Could you imagine... Okay, I was thinking about this. Now, imagine with me. So God gives them this incredible vision to build a boat. Okay? It's an incredible vision to build this boat. I wonder how it was with his wife when he said that to her. So, baby, see, I tried that with Amber. Baby, I feel like the Lord's tugging in my spirit by a boat. Yes, it is. I know, but I was like, you know, I tried it. It didn't work. Yeah, I know, right? I tried. Yeah, I tried. And so, can you imagine, you know, hey, with all his sons, hey, guys, so this is what God told me to do. And we're going to do it. I remember the moment Mom and Dad sat down with me and my brothers, the very moment in that living room in the townhome when you laid out the vision of this church to us, how incredible. It changed everything. Everything in our lives changed. Everything. You went from having a good career, making some money, to Subway. Everything changed. But God provided. He took care of us. Oh, it's incredible. That's right. Amen. So he wrote this vision down. He gets this vision. I want you to write this down. If your vision fits between your ears, it is too small. I don't think for 1 second Noah got this and said, yeah, this totally fits. This makes perfect sense. I don't think so. I just said, I believe he'd been training and was with the Lord. He said, okay, whatever you want, God. So he began his incredible journey of obedience with this vision that God has set. He sat down with his family, tell them what's going on. Noah began his passion journey to accomplish this vision. Can you imagine the mockery that was against him? The people that would come, the wickedness that was just attacking him, constantly bombarding him. You know, this has only happened a few times, and I'm dad, mom, and dad, you've experienced this. You and mom have both experienced this, that people coming to you and telling you that new life will never be. It's going to only go to this point, and your 2 years probably only going to last another year, and it's going to be it. I remember sitting down with someone that I had lots of respect for, and I looked up to, and telling me to my face that new life will never be, that there's never going to be, and there's never this, and it's just going to be, and it's just, I said, yeah, that's not the vision I see. I don't accept that. See, Noah had that even so much more coming against this vision. You know, when we go after visions that God put us in front of us, come on, there's a lot of things, lots of people, lots of naysayers. Come on, well, your kids are this. Well, your kids are that. Come on, amen. He was mocked. And in that journey, it took a long time. Finally, the day came and the door shut, and he reigned for 40 days and 40 nights. And chapter 7, verse 24, said the floodwaters covered the earth for 150 days. 150 days. Man, you know, visions, walking in developing and going after the visions that God has set before us doesn't usually happen overnight. It takes some time. You know, that's what Habakkuk 2 says. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, come on, though it may take a little bit of time, though it may not happen overnight, come on, it will happen. Though it may not happen in your time, it may take longer than we would like it to take, come on, it says wait. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. See, our visions that God laid on our hearts, they will come. They may take a little time. You know, the building of that ark, it doesn't say how long it took in the Bible. I went back and was trying to figure out what most theologians were trying to say, and they were all over the place. Anywhere from 70 to 120 years. That's it. Lots of them were saying, most of them were saying 120. Some were in between there, 70 to 120. I'm going to say 120 because most were saying that. Either way, that's a long time. That's a long time to be on a journey of development on a vision. It really is. I mean, it's a long time of people bombarding you, mocking. Come on. The thing is he saw the vision and he knew it was from the Lord, and he kept that vision in front of him and he ran that race. Now, sometimes the vision God gives us takes some time, and it takes some time development. But here's what I want to get tonight. Noah began a journey starting from a vision that God gave him that changed the course of his life. It changed everything because he was obedient to that vision. It changed everything. Started on this new journey. You know, we were all put on a new journey when we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we're a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. You're a new creation. We're on a new journey, a new path. Come on, amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? When you have received from God, you are not your own. See, I believe Noah got a hold of this. He said, okay, God, I'm spending so much time with you, I realize this thing is so much bigger than I am. You are so much bigger. And I hear your voice, I'm going to be obedient to it. God changed the course of his life. God changed everything in his life. What an amazing journey. Now think about that journey. Think about the journey we're all on. You know, God has called us to reign in our journey. Matthew 6:10 says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's a scripture of authority. That's a scripture of power and authority that God's given us. Come on. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came down to empower us, to be with us on our journey, to strengthen us in our path that God set before us. And in Genesis, at the very beginning, Genesis 1:26, God tells us right at the beginning, says, now go out and have full authority. Have dominion. Have power. I'm telling you, this is how you do it. Noah got a hold of this. He was training. He was developing his relationship with the Lord. He was walking with God. So when God said for him to go, he was able to go and jump on this incredible journey. Now here's what I'm trying to get at with this. Enjoy the ride. us to enjoy this journey. Yeah, we're going to go through some hard times. But you know what? At the end, we win. God said he's never going to leave us or forsake us. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the path. God called us to reign and walk in full authority and full power with our heads held high on this journey that we're on. He's called us to walk it out with full confidence in him. Come on. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. Take pictures. I love this. I keep thinking about this. God's called us to enjoy this life, man. To walk this thing out, to enjoy this journey, to enjoy him in this journey. And so when I think about reigning, that's what I think about. To be able to walk above those problems that come across to us in our lives, to be able to look past those naysayers, to walk above those problems, to say, okay, I get it, my bank account's a little low, but God. My knees are a little achy, but God. I'm on a journey that God's called me on. I'm going to run my race that he set me on. I'm going to run it. Miss Lydia, when everybody's yelling at you, screaming at you on a platform, and you're just shaking your head, you say, people, and you're just like, I'm going to run my race. I'm going to do what you've got. God's called me to do. Amen. You're going to rise above it. Come on. Hallelujah. We've got to enjoy it. That's what I'm trying to get to tonight. I believe Noah, the rains came, right? It happened. It wasn't a fantastic moment. It was probably really scary for him with the whole family, all right? But God protected him. Amen. In the end, God gave him that beautiful promise with a rainbow. Come on, made a new covenant with him. Because he was obedient. He ran the race. And I believe that he had some amazing moments with his kids. Building that ark. Come on. Developing together. I'm telling you, I have had some amazing moments in my life on this journey with my mom and my dad and my family. Learning how to bang on the drums in that little room over at the army base. Come on. Incredible encounters with the Lord. You know, I want to encourage you tonight. Yeah, we're on this journey all together. Okay? I want to encourage you to understand training for reigning, training for God. So for when God says go, we can go. We can move and do what God's called us to do. We can hear his voice. Amen. For the vision that God's put in front of us, to run after that vision. And on that journey, why we are going after that vision, why we're doing all these things we're doing, working at the church, sweating, working and developing, moving chairs around. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ride. Thank God for the moments. Thank God for the precious moments we have with different ones. Thank God for the encounters we've had with different people that have come and gone through this church. Thank God for the amazing people that we have met. Thank God for this building that God has put us in. Thank God for all the amazing times that we've had to work on all these buildings because they always have tons of problems. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Enjoy the moment. Stop looking at things as problems, as issues. Okay, God, this is just another opportunity for you to shine. This is another opportunity for a miracle. Amen. And so as we go into this further, I just want to encourage you, write down the visions on your heart. Enjoy the moments. Enjoy this journey that we're all on. I know we can get so caught up in different ways. We can get caught up with big visions, and we miss what's right in front of us. And also, we can get caught up with the little small things in front of us and miss the vision. And that's why we train. That's why we develop our faith with the Lord. Because the Lord will keep us on track, keep us in the visions, keep us with fresh on our hearts. Amen? So stay focused, but enjoy this moment, because that's where I believe reigning is. I believe that when God's called us to reign, to have full victory, to have authority, to be joyful, to have peace in this journey. Because, man, we're going to have some knocks. We're going to have some rough roads. But God's never left us. He's never forsaken us. He's always there for us. Come on, we have a head and we're not the tail. Come on. He goes before us. He's going behind us. He's beside us. He's all around us, protecting us, guiding us. Just like he did with Noah, the whole entire way, God was protecting and working right beside him as he walked with God. Walk with the Lord. Train. Develop your faith. Get that vision. Amen. And while we're on that journey, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Take the pictures. Stop and smell the roses. Enjoy the family. Amen. Hallelujah. There you go. Hey, that's it. I like it. I like it. Look for the flowers, not the dog poop. Well, that's it. You know, it is. We've got to look for the flowers. We've got to. I love it. That's it. That's it. I'm telling you, God's got an amazing journey. That doesn't matter how old you are, where are you at in your life. There is no retirement in the Bible. It's not until we breathe that last final breath on this earth and we get before the Lord. That's our retirement. That's when we go home with the Lord. Until then, we are all on a journey. Train. Develop. Always. Seeking God's face. Amen? Enjoy every minute of it. Don't get stressed out. There's no reason for it. No time for it. Trust the Lord. Amen? Amen. Father, we love you. I thank you, God, that we're all on this incredible journey called life. You set all of us on different courses, same courses, together, God, as this church, Lord. Different passions, different visions, God, different gifts, different abilities, Father. Lord, I pray as we develop, we go after you to develop these gifts that you've given us, Father. Lord, that we'd stay focused on you, that we'd train constantly, Father. That we would develop our faith in greater ways with you, Lord. Lord, show us ways to change things up in our lives. We don't want the same old, same old. We want you, Father. And there is nothing about you and your word that is the same old, same old, Father. Lord, you are fresh and new every day. And we thank you for it. Lord, be with us tonight. God, I pray you just speak to each one of our hearts, God, with what we've heard tonight, what we've heard the last few nights, God. Lord, let it develop. Lord, I pray for it to help it to be a fresh perspective of your word, God. Hallelujah.